is the economy reacting to the debt ceiling drama?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis in for Jeremy Hobson. Now the morning open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Companies are ordering less big stuff. A little later, how Medicaid cuts are hurting one Arizona family. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are lower right now, off by about 1%. The Dow is off 0.6%, 73 points at 12,427. NASDAQ down about 1%, same for the S&P 500. Global markets are lower today. Plane maker Boeing reported a 20% rise in profit last quarter and raised its outlook today, which is noteworthy because we also got a report from the government that orders for durable goods, big ticket items such as aircraft or computer servers, fell more than 2% in June. Economists had expected a small increase. Now, durable goods are items that are supposed to last a long time, at least 3 years to be exact. So it stands to reason if you're worried about the long-term prospects for the economy, you probably won't be buying any of those items. Richard DeKayser is an economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday morning. Morning, Richard.
Good morning.
All right, so the drop in durable goods was for June, which was smack in the middle of this debt ceiling debate. Is this the first hard data that we have showing real unease by business about a possible default?
I don't doubt that there is a lot of uncertainty out there, and I don't doubt that it's weighing on business behavior, including spending, especially on capital goods such as these we're talking about. But I wouldn't attribute the entire decline to that. Generally, these are the kind of items that do really well when the economy is doing merely well and very badly when the economy is doing mediocre. So we've had a slow economy for a variety of reasons having to do with events in Japan, North Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and those surely are accounting for the bulk of the decline. And I also think it's too early. In June, we really weren't on the precipice as we are now. So really, if to the extent that confidence is weighing on these actions, we're likely to see that in July, rather than June.
We keep hearing the word default, the U.S. is going to default. What exactly characterizes default, Richard?
Well, technically, it is the failure to make timely payments on debt, whether interest or principal, and that would definitely happen in the event that we do not pass this debt ceiling legislation. Some have suggested that that same term could apply to other things, like failure to make Social Security payments. I'm not sure that definition holds up, but it might become in the end irrelevant in just semantics, because regardless, a debt downgrade, whether in the context of default or otherwise, would be very, very bad.
Richard DeKayser in Boston. Richard, thank you.
My pleasure.
The state of Arizona is hoping to save at least $500 million by freezing enrollment in some Medicaid programs. Reporter Paul Atkinson wraps up a two-part series on those cuts and the story of one Arizona couple whose Medicaid coverage ends this week.
June Nelson sits behind several thick binders of medical bills. They document her breast cancer and back problems and the glaucoma, diabetes, and heart attacks of her husband, Bill.
I've had to do this to keep track of all the doctor bills because Bill has so many doctors.
He's had two heart attacks and needed 22 stents implanted to carry blood to his heart. The medical costs wiped out the couple's savings.
We were no longer able to afford our private insurance, and we had to ask the state for assistance.
The Nelsons are too young for Medicare. Bill's 60, June is 58. But 2 years ago, they qualified for a state-run Medicaid program. It's for people without insurance who have catastrophic or chronic medical conditions that bring their income below 40% of the poverty level.
This medical expense deduction program is something that was a godsend.
Nora Nunez is an attorney with Community Legal Services. She's helping the Nelsons after Arizona policymakers froze enrollment in the program to help balance the state budget. It cost Arizona $82 million a year. The Nelsons' coverage ends Sunday, and they can't re-enroll.
There is nothing they can do right now. I am still trying to find options for them.
One alternative is enrolling in a federal program for people with pre-existing conditions. But there's a catch. Enrollees must wait 6 months after their current insurance ends.
I was hoping that there would be an exception for people who clearly cannot afford to wait 6 months, but that is not the case.
Bill may not be able to wait that long. He's needed stent replacements every 6 months. His last was in early June. That means he may need a replacement before the federal insurance kicks in.
It's scary. It's very, very scary. We just don't know where we're going to go with this.
There's always the emergency room, but the Nelsons are still paying off emergency room bills from years earlier. In Phoenix, I'm Paul Atkinson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success. On the web at farmers.com.
More than 100 new reality TV shows are in the works for summer and fall, and a lot of them are focusing on beauty and fashion. But is there really a market for more of that kind of TV? Sally Herships reports.
Wedding dresses, nail polish, jewelry, and the people who sell them. These are the focus of some of reality TV's newest shows. More than 20 are about fashion and beauty. Why?
Reality programming is about the lowest cost programming that any network can produce.
Porter Bibb of Media Tech Capital Partner says a typical reality show can cost just a quarter of what a drama would run.
They pay almost nothing to the reality talent, if you want to call it that.
But those amateurs seem to know how to make it work. Ben Grossman is editor of Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. He says during tough economic times, viewers turn to reality fashion and beauty TV for more than fluff.
So you're not just looking to be entertained, you're actually learning to get something practical that you can use in your life. That's been a huge reason these things are so popular.
Not just with viewers, but with advertisers too. Every time a manicurist opens a bottle of Flashbulb Fuchsia or Atomic Orange, everyone sees the designer label. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a new study says generosity could be the result of more than just social pressure or charity. Scientists at the University of California in Santa Barbara did some computer tests on whether evolution would weed out generosity with no payback, like when people tip a waiter they'll never see again. What did they come up with? Well, humans just want to be nice. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
I say steam power, you say what? Locomotives? Industrial Revolution? Robert Fulton, maybe? Nuh-uh.
We throw away an amount of heat from making electricity that is sufficient to heat almost all of the buildings in the United States.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Sustainability through steam. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.